Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Entertaining. Never been so addicted to a show between 10 and 12.
Informative.
You call people out no matter what they are, and you hold them accountable. That's the Mark Kaye Show.
The first hour of the Mark Kaye Show starts now.
So, John, on a personal note, the other Josh, I'm sorry, he's just Josh now. Just Josh, he got scammed by our own company. And he fell for it.
I fell so hard.
Man, you are you probably that's I'll be honest with you, of all the embarrassing things that could happen, that's the most embarrassing thing. Probably shouldn't have told me about it because now I'm just going to tell everybody.
That's fine. I sent it right to IT anyways, and he gave me a sad face.
We have a we have a large company of several hundred employees, and they get emails from all over. I mean, being a news agency or so-called, we get a lot of emails that people click on, and images and PDFs and whatnot, and a lot of them are phishing scams. So they came up with this whole program, and they hired an expert. We had to all go through a test, and if you scored like 80% or lower on the test, you had to retake it.
I retook it.
They're like, please.
I failed the first time.
You failed? Obviously. Well, you failed. Yeah. Anyway, so the other Josh, we did like a year ago. We all were like, whatever. I don't personally open, read any of my emails. Facts. I don't click on anything. I don't even like to taste my own food first. I have Hannah taste it before I'm like, here, taste this. Make sure you don't get sick. And then I imbibe it. But anyway, so this doesn't pertain to me. But the other Josh opened up an email it was sent from our company or something?
It was sent from someone saying someone's trying to access my company Google Drive.
Yeah.
Which I don't have a company Google
Drive.
You
don't have a company Google
so
Drive.
Somebody may have tried to
this
set one up in my
worse.
Name.
This is getting worse. Did you know you didn't have a company Google Drive?
I knew
Drive?
I didn't. I thought somebody maybe tried to set one up in my name.
Okay.
And who knew what they were trying to share.
So then you get this email saying somebody's trying to access something you don't even have.
Right.
And what do?
I click the link really fast.
You click the link.
Before I read any of the email,
yeah,
it says,
you just clicked
click
it.
Here if you didn't try to do this.
And then all of a sudden it went.
Yeah, big sirens. All the fish said, oops, you clicked on a simulated phishing test, and phishing spelled PH.
Yeah,
which means someone trying to get you to click on a link.
I mean, look, the good news is it wasn't a real phishing test. It was a simulation from our corporate security to make sure that idiots to make sure that people aren't being idiots and click on the. Wow, I can't believe you're now. You know what it is. You're going to have a file at the IT guys creating a file.
I have
on
a
you
rap
right
sheet.
Probably so.
Wow.
If I were them, I would just.
I'm like a felon.
Man, I can't believe you fell for it.
I need a tattoo on my eye or something.
You're so. Hey, do you want
a tattoo of a fish swimming into my eye?
By the way, do you want to buy a bridge I have for sale?
How much?
It's really cheap.
Yeah, click.
We'll then go.
It happened again.
Yeah. Wow, that's it. Anyway, 855-765. What is up, everybody? It's Friday today, and we're so excited. We're so happy. Oh, by the way, Fake News Friday coming up a little later on today.
I don't believe anything anymore.
No, we're gonna have to prepare for that.
Okay.
So start clicking on some links and getting us some Fake News Friday information. We're going to do that here in just a little while. Also, I'll tell you what an exciting week it's been, hasn't it? The first week of the Joe Biden presidency, and already there's so much to laugh about, to talk about. This guy, I'm going to be honest with you, The people online, there's certain various, let's just say, less than kind individuals are betting to see how long Joe Biden will actually be physically or mentally able to retain his position as president. Every single day, I think there's less and less of a chance that he's still president by the end of the year. And in that 1 year time that he will be our president, he just doesn't care about anything. The rules that he makes are not for me, they are for thee. He's coming up with rules that and he's the first one to break them. And he doesn't even seem to have any kind of remorse. And we've got a whole bunch of that. We've got a whole bunch of examples of that coming up. Also, I don't even know if you know this, but the most popular president in history, meaning Joe Biden, who received, 800 million votes in a country with only 327 million people, the most popular president in history is the least popular social media personality of all time. Joe Biden, who you would think getting all this support from all over the place, who millennials apparently love and who, you know, all the tech corridor loves this guy. You would think that he would be super popular on YouTube and other places. But the opposite, the opposite is true. We'll bring you that story as well. There's a lot of paper in here. I think a lot of it is just like ads that got printed out accidentally. What else is happening today? Oh, this is exciting. This is exciting. As if you thought that the Twitter ban of Donald Trump was going to send this company into the toilet super fast, well, you were right. But something else happened yesterday that is going to probably mean that, you know what, at this point, I'm trying to figure out who's going to last longer in their job, Joe Biden or Jack Dorsey, the CEO of Twitter, because this guy just keeps doing dumber and dumber things. And Twitter as an entity, if you're a stockholder in Twitter, dump that stuff, man, because it is not going to come back. And before long, we're going to all be looking for a new social media. I mean, we already have, but it's they just continue to do the dumbest things any corporation in 2021 can do. We've got that story coming up as well. Plus, Ron DeSantis, I don't know if, you know, they say some people were just born to do this or born to do that. Ron DeSantis was clearly born to be the governor of Florida. He was on Fox and Friends this morning, and he had this elderly gentleman, 100-year-old, who was supposedly the millionth person in the state of Florida to get the vaccine. But this guy, he's come so far. From congressperson to first year governor to now in his, what is he in, like his fourth? This guy is an incredible asset to the state of Florida, and he gets better and better every single day. I know a lot of people are talking about 2024, and they're like, look, is Donald Trump coming back? Is he not going to come back? Is the Senate going to impeach him? Will he even be allowed to come back? But whether he knows it or not, whether he's trying to do it or not, Ron DeSantis is putting himself at the top of the list for president in 2024, or presidential candidate for the Republican Party. I personally am against it. I don't want to see that because I like him where he is. I live in Florida. I like the strong leadership we have in Florida. I don't want him leaving Florida to go do something else. I'd rather he do what Rick Scott did. Rick Scott said, okay, I can serve as governor of Florida for 8 years. Did that, got it out of the way, then said, how else can I continue to serve the state of Florida? I'll go be a senator. If he wants to do his full 8 years as the governor of Florida, great. Then Ron DeSantis will have my blessing to go and pursue a higher office. But the guy is just killing it. And I'll tell you exactly what he did today that set, I mean, everybody should be doing this. Every governor, he should just write a book, Governing for Dummies, by Ron DeSantis, and ship it to every other governor, especially in Michigan, especially in New York, especially in California, because that guy's about to lose his job, and get it out there because I don't know where he learned to do it, but he does it just so much better, than anyone else. And then finally today, there's this talk of a third party forming, which I've been reading about it. I've been hearing about it. People have been asking my opinion about it. I've seen people say, I'm done with this. I'm going here. I have some strong opinions about the third party probability in 2024 as well. And we'll get into some of that here in just a minute. 855-765-1045 is our number. 855-765-1045 is our number. If you want to give us a buzz, you can call in from anywhere. We're also broadcasting on Facebook. We have a ton of people already on Facebook who are checking us out, and we appreciate that. We have a ton more on YouTube as well, and we appreciate everyone watching it from YouTube from all over the place. We appreciate the super chats. Twitch, I know people are like, you're not on Twitter anymore. Well, that's true. But we're easy to find. You can download our mobile app, 104.5 WOKV in the App Store. And in addition to being able to send us open mic messages and get your messages to us and be part of the program, you can also listen to the show anywhere. 855-765-1045. We're going to take a quick break. We got a lot to get to. So I'm going to get a little bit more coffee. We're going to make sure that Josh isn't clicking on anything he shouldn't click on, and we will be back here in just a minute. Stay tuned. It's the Mark Kay Show. This is the Mark Kay Show. My name is Mark Kay. 855-765-1045 is our number. 855-765-1045 is our number. So where do we want to start? Do we want to start with Ron DeSantis, or do we want to start with Joe Biden? Or there's so much to get into today. I don't even know. It's one of those days where I'm like, what's the best – What's the best way? You know, why don't we start with Joe Biden? Because Joe Biden, this guy, Joe Biden, just he doesn't like rules. He's not like a rules guy. I'm going to tell you to do this, but then I don't know if he thinks it's because he's the president or because he's just been around long enough. You know, like old people, like they're just like, I've been 90 years old. I don't need your rules. I've been living long enough. They kind of get that mentality. Like, oh, you may have a rule. Like, you may need to wear a shirt into this restaurant, but I don't because I'm old enough. I have, you know, you may need to wear shoes, but I don't. You know, I don't. You may need to be able to see the road when you're driving, but I'm old enough that I don't have to. I can just drive. No matter, you can't take my license away from me because I'm 90. And I feel like that's how Joe Biden is with a lot of these executive orders and a lot of these mandates and things. And a couple things happened the past couple days. Well, I mean, he's only been president for 2 days. But a couple of things have happened which have shed some light on this. And either he's going to have to, then maybe it's just that he makes a rule and he forgets what it is. That could be it, too. He could sign one of these executive orders, put it away. There's 10 other executive orders. I mean, I can barely keep track of them myself, and I'm half Biden's age. So I'm wondering if maybe he just signed something, forgets what he signed, and then doesn't realize it until somebody calls him out on it. And luckily, there are still reporters that are calling them out on it. And what happened was Joe Biden went out to the Lincoln Memorial the night of the inauguration with his family, and he took about a bunch of photos. Well, one reporter in the press gallery had a question for the brand new press secretary. What's her name? Pisaki? I don't know what her name is. But he had a question for the new press secretary, and she wasn't ready for it. Listen carefully.
Why weren't President Biden and all members of the Biden family masked at all times on federal lands last night if he signed an executive order that mandates masks on federal lands at all times?
All right. Seems like a legitimate question. Joe Biden, hours earlier, signs an executive order saying masks are required on all federal property at all times. Then Joe Biden, literally an hour later, goes out to federal property without a mask on. And this reporter asks the press secretary, why is it if, you know, you're supposed to wear a mask on federal property at all times, why is he not wearing a mask on federal property? And she, I believe, is totally taken aback by this question.
I think, Steve, he was celebrating an evening of a historic day in our country. And
Steve, I think he was celebrating a historic day in our country. So that's the real rule. The rule isn't you need a mask on federal property at all times. The rule now becomes you need a mask on federal property at all times unless you're celebrating. So if you want to go to the Lincoln Memorial and not wear a mask, just, you know, wear a button that says it's my birthday or, you know, celebrating my anniversary or whatever. And then if somebody comes up and says, excuse me, sir, madam, you have to put on a mask, and there's an executive order from President Biden, you can say, no, it's OK. We're celebrating. We're celebrating. It's a historic day in our country's history. It's Friday. Yay, it's Friday. Got to get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend, so we're taking off our mask. So that's not, I mean, it's a horrible answer, by the way. And I get it. It was her first day on the job. And I imagine these people, they must just not prepare for everything that Joe Biden is going to do. They're going to have to learn pretty quickly. So then she says, look, we know that masks are important.
Certainly he signed the mask mandate because it's a way to send a message to the American public about the importance of wearing masks, how it can save tens of thousands of lives.
Okay, so she goes back and she says, look, he signed this mask mandate because he understands how important it is to wear masks. Wearing masks can save tens of thousands of lives, which, again, just makes it even worse that he went out to celebrate at the Lincoln Memorial without a mask, and he took pictures with his family and everyone else, and you know there were Secret Service there and yada yada yada. So this guy Steve asks a follow-up question, which I think is a really great question.
But as Joe Biden often talks about, it is not just important the example of power, but the power of our example. Was that a good example for people who are watching who might not pay attention normally?
I love, by the way, that there's somebody in the media paying attention to Joe Biden and throwing his words back in his face, or in this case, in the face of Jen Psaki. Because he's saying Joe Biden always says it's not just the power of our, it's not just leading by example, but the power of our, whatever it was that he said. I don't even know. But there is power in example. And Joe Biden's giving a bad example. And so this press secretary, who, by the way, is no Kayleigh McEnany, would have been able to handle. First of all, Kayleigh McEnany wouldn't have had to handle this because what Donald Trump says, he did. He said stuff that people hated, but he never backtracked on it. He always did it. If he said something, he was going to do it. If he said we don't need mask mandates, he would walk around without a mask on. You wouldn't even have to worry about this. But here's poor Joe Biden saying wear a mask. Then he goes out. Oh, forgot my mask. And now this Jen Psaki's got to clean up the mess, and she's half the press secretary that Kayleigh McEnany was. So she's confused. She's lost. She doesn't know what to do. So she answers this guy's question with the worst answer you could give as a spokesperson for the president of the United States.
We take a number of precautions, but I think we have bigger issues to worry about at this moment in time.
We have bigger issues? We do? What's bigger than the COVID crisis? What's the bigger issue? That's crazy. So here's the Joe Biden White House on one day saying the COVID-19 crisis is so huge. It's so astronomical. It's so difficult. It's so deadly. It's so important to America that I am mandating that you must wear a mask when you're on federal property at all times. Celebration or no celebration, masks required on federal land. Then he goes out to federal land without a mask, and the press secretary says, look, we've got bigger issues to deal with in this country. No, you don't. That's not according to your boss. 855-765-1045. We talked about the other. There's two Joe Bidens. There's the I say this Joe Biden and the I do this Joe Biden. And just ignore the I say this Joe Biden because he doesn't know what he's saying. Watch the I do this Joe Biden. That's when you're going to see where this country's really headed. 855-765-1045. Quick break. More of the Mark Kaye Show next.
Every time I see Nancy Pelosi do a briefing, she's wearing a mask. I have yet to see her without a mask at any of these briefings. So why can't President Biden wear a mask during his briefings? Come on, man.
Oh, by the way, we got to talk about the Kaban man thing, too, because that happened yesterday as well with a reporter. I don't know if we should get into that. All right, maybe we should. Anyway, there's a lot of, listen, Joe Biden, Joe Biden is a politician. He's been a politician for like his entire life. He loves to remind us of that. And there's a couple things about professional politicians you need to know. Number one, you really can't trust all of them. Number two, you really never know where they stand. They basically go, you know, they blow around like the wind. Most of them are like bed sheets hanging from a clothesline. And if the wind's blowing this way, they're leaning that way. And if the wind's blowing the other way, they go there. That's the majority of professional politicians, which is another great reason why we need term limits. But the other thing you need to know about politicians is they're always making rules for you, but not for themselves. And not for themselves. We saw that with Joe Biden not wearing a mask at the Lincoln Memorial. Something else Joe Biden does that doesn't really bother me, but I could see it bothering a large contingent of the population, especially the Democrats. I could see a lot of people who voted for Joe Biden getting very upset by what he's been doing and been doing for a long time. Joe Biden is famous for saying, come on, man. We've heard that how many times? Come on, man. And yesterday during one of his daily, he does them sometimes two or three times a day, one of these daily executive order signature workout programs where he signs as many executive orders as he possibly can in a brief amount of time. He came out and he started signing more executive orders regarding COVID-19 relief, started talking about his rollout plan. And then a reporter asked him a question about why there wasn't more vaccine. He's like, you're basically signing an executive order for 100,000. This is exactly what we do now. You're not really changing the rules or the game at all. Why, you know, what is the point of this? And listen to Joe Biden's response.
Thank you, guys.
Is that China? Can you set the bar higher than basically where the U.S. is right now?
When I announced it, you all said it's not possible. Come on, give me a break, man. Good start. 100 million. Thank you.
So he goes, look, you're signing an executive order for however many vaccines. That's where we are now. I mean, why wouldn't you give more? And Joe Biden says, you said it wasn't even possible. Give me a break, man.
When I announced it, you all said it's not possible. Come on, give me a break, man.
Come on, give me a break, man. Now, this is my biggest problem. I don't have a problem with his vaccine rollout plan or the fact that he's pretending to be doing more than he's actually doing. I mean, like I said, he's a Democrat. He's a politician. We know that's what they do. That's how he's managed to stay in Washington, D.C. so long without actually accomplishing anything. But the problem I have, and the problem I think more Democrats should have with this guy, is that he keeps saying, come on, man. Give me a break, man. And we saw just 2 weeks ago where Speaker Pelosi looked at the pronouns and looked at the verbiage, the male and female accentuated verbiage that was being used in the House of Representatives, and got rid of it all. She didn't want anyone being called a mom or a dad. You got to call them a parent. She didn't want anyone being called a sister or a brother. You call it a sibling. She didn't want anyone being called an aunt or an uncle. You call it, you know, your parents' siblings on twice removed on your male or on your non-gendered cousin side. Whatever it was, she has a whole list because it's very, you have to be sensitive to people who aren't sure what their pronouns are or people who may identify with different pronouns than the ones that they were born with. And in fact, Joe Biden signed an executive order allowing male students in high school who see themselves or what is it? What's it called when you're a boy, but you think you're a girl? What's that called? It's called you associate. Is that what it is?
Happy to help.
Okay.
I don't know.
No, you just go click.
Identify.
Thank you. Now if you're in high school and you're a boy and you identify as a girl, you can go in the girls' restroom. You can go in the girls' locker room. You can play girls' sports or women's athletics. Women's athletics can be played by, again, biological men, thanks to Joe Biden's executive order. So it seems like he's in tune with the LGBTQ plus community, but then he's running around yelling, come on, man. And that's unacceptable. That is just, that is a double standard that you can't have in leadership. He should either, you know, reject the use of these specific pronouns or the banning of specific pronouns in government, or he should adopt his own rules. He should adopt his party's own rules. And instead of saying, come on, man, give me a break, he should say, come on, person, because he doesn't know if this reporter identifies himself as a man or as a woman or as a they or as a Z or as a zebra. I don't know what it is, but he has no idea what this guy's feeling inside. And just because he looks like a man doesn't mean he is a man. And to say, come on, man, to his face is offensive. And it is not something that a Democratic president who is in tune with the needs of the LGBTQ plus community would do. Maybe we start a petition and maybe he just doesn't realize it, but you got to bring it to his attention. Come on, man, is gender specific. And we can't be gender specific in the Biden administration. It's got to be come on, person, or you know what? Why don't you just answer the question instead of coming back with some snarky retort? 855-765-1045 is our number. 855-765-1045. This is Susan in Jacksonville. Hey, Susan, how you doing? Thanks so much for calling the Mark Kay Show.
Hi, Mark.
Hi.
Sorry, you kind of caught me off guard.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. Do I hear it? I'll put you back on hold and we'll try again. Here we go. Ready? All right, Susan, get ready. You're up next in 3, 2. Susan, good morning from Jacksonville. How you doing?
I'm good, Mark. How are you?
Oh, doing great. What's going on? What do you want to say today, Susan?
Well, I kind of heard that our National Guard were kicked out of the Capitol.
You kind of heard right. Yeah, you kind of heard right. That happened. That was a big thing last night.
Yeah, and can you tell us a little bit more about it? Like, from what I heard, a Democrat, Will Keating from Massachusetts, complained about them because one of the guards was not wearing a mask while he was in a Dunkin' Donuts in the Capitol.
Mm. That's basically, I mean, you seem to know a lot about it. Basically, what happened was, you may remember, right before the inauguration, there were all these images of Capitol, of the Capitol being secured by National Guardsmen and women. National Guards people from all over the country, from here in Florida, from Texas, from New York, from Wyoming. They were all coming to the Capitol to protect it. 26,000 troops nationwide came to protect the Capitol. And there were images being shared ad nauseum of the troops lining the marble floors of the Capitol building, sleeping inside the Capitol by the 100-year-old statues, you know, by all the historic monuments, the same place where the protesters broke in and took their selfies and did their live stream videos just a couple weeks earlier. They now had National Guard troops, and they were comparing it to the Civil War. Not since the Civil War have we needed this kind of occupation of the Capitol. Well, we didn't really need it this year either. as we've come to find out. But yesterday, you know, now that the inauguration's over, now that nothing bad happened, the troops were still there. They were still hanging out. They were in the Dunkin' Donuts. This guy apparently wasn't wearing that. Anyway, now you got all these Congress people and this one Democrat in particular. And he's like, look, do we still need all these National Guards people hanging around our hallways? Like, I'm trying to get to my office. I'm trying to, you know, I'm bringing my mom in here for photo ops, probably. You know, she's tripping over these National Guardsmen. They're leaving. Let's face it, they're probably getting a little ripe. Can we get them out of here? And so he went and complained to whomever. And, you know, the Democrats control the House of Representatives. The Democrats control the Senate. And so the Democrats ordered the National Guard troops to no longer wait or take a break or sleep in the halls of the U.S. Capitol. They ordered them to an adjacent parking garage. And I guess what they didn't realize was that a lot of these National Guards troops have cell phones, have Twitter accounts, have social media. They started posting photos of themselves saying, wow, that was quick. We were, you know, Congress people were shaking our hands and taking pictures with us and patting us on the back 2 days ago. Now they shoved us in the parking garage because I guess they're basically done. And so these pictures went viral and everybody started, they started getting annoyed. This is how you treat, you call them up there to protect Joe Biden from nobody. There was no threat. There was no attack on the Capitol. And now all of a sudden you've got these photos popping up of these National Guard troops who have been relegated to the parking garage. Well, I'll tell you what, we're not going to take it here in Florida. Ron DeSantis, Governor Ron DeSantis, went on Fox and Friends this morning and said, I'm not letting Nancy Pelosi use our soldiers for her own will. I'm not letting her use them as a prop, as a photo op, and then just abusing them in a parking garage. Here's what he said this morning.
They're serving right now, helping with vaccinating senior citizens, and they've been on the front lines of the COVID fight. They're soldiers. They're not Nancy Pelosi servants.
So those Florida guardsmen and women or guards people are coming home. In Texas, Governor Abbott did the same thing. It started this domino effect. And I'll be honest with you, if this kind of treatment and what's happening today to the National Guardsmen and women in Washington, D.C., these troops, it's going to take a lot more for Governor DeSantis and Governor Abbott and I'm sure a bunch of other governors around there to ever offer up support when the Democrats ask for it in the future. 855-765-1045. But a great point. Hey, thanks. There's more from, by the way, Governor Ron DeSantis, governor of the year. I mean, if he doesn't win this award as governor of the year, there's clearly an issue with whoever, with the nominating committee. 855-765-1045. Quick break. More of the Mark Kaye Show's on the way. Stay tuned. 855-765-1045. 855-765-1045. These are soldiers. They're not Nancy Pelosi's servants.
They're soldiers. They're not Nancy Pelosi's servants.
Yeah. Thank you, Ron DeSantis. We appreciate that. By the way, we're getting reports and we verified them that President Donald Trump has offered any and all National Guard troops who need a place to stay or to rest or to wash up or whatever use of his Trump Hotel adjacent to the White House. That is actually that's been confirmed that if you know a National Guard troop who's sitting in a parking lot right now or a parking garage adjacent to the Capitol, send them over to the Trump Hotel. They'll be treated like the heroes that they are. 855-765-1045.
Adjacent to the Capitol.
Oh, yeah, that's, I heard my own voice coming back at me really loud. Am I that loud in real life?
No comment.
Oh, okay, all right. Crystal in Louisiana, turn your radio down, and we'll get you here. We'll get you here in just a minute. This is CJ in Palm Valley. How you doing, CJ? Thanks so much for calling the Mark Kaye Show.
Hey, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, CJ.
I appreciate your comedic sarcasm probably more than most people do, a lot. And I think you've been pretty upbeat this week, and I appreciate that. But I have to say that the reason I'm calling is on Wednesday when I heard the giant toilet flush, I realized that I had no power anymore in my own country, and it made me really sad.
What do you mean you don't have any power in your own country?
It means that we're playing in a rigged game, as many of us feel, like the game's rigged. So when my sisters used to cheat at board games, the best way for me to handle that was just to say, I'm not going to play. And that's the only way I can see it. Now, initially, I agreed with you where, like, you shouldn't take your ball and go home and be like, I'm not going to vote anymore. And I'm not saying you shouldn't vote down ballot, like, for local and state stuff, but I think the only thing that's going to motivate the federal officers who we vote for to actually do something about the rigged game is just call them and saying, I'm not going to vote at all, because that will make them panic. If they know we're not going to participate, they'll actually do something. Because right now they know it's a rigged game and they don't care. They like it, the whole kabuki theater of it.
Yeah.
So if you tell them, hey, I'm not going to participate in your rigged game until you fix it, that will motivate them to fix it. So that's my thought process on it. And okay. I know that people disagree with me on that, but I'm not saying don't vote in local and state elections. I'm just call your federal officers, the people you vote for in a federal seat, and say, I'm not going to vote, and I'm not going to register in your party anymore, and I'm not voting, because okay. You won't fix the right game.
You won't fix it. All right, CJ, listen, and I understand those concerns. So you're saying that instead of having power by voting, you think the only power you have left is by not voting?
It's telling them they're not going to participate, which will then make them panic, because that means they're not going to be getting people donating money. They're not going to get people helping them with their election. No one's going to participate. So if it's a rigged game, what does it matter? Why am I participating in a rigged game?
No, I understand your feelings, and I understand that a lot of people feel that way. I will say this. In my experience, what you're suggesting, it seems like a rational way to get these politicians to do what you want them to do or what you're electing them to do. It seems, to you and I, it makes sense. If these people rely on our votes, why wouldn't we just threaten to withhold our votes and say, hey, we're not going to vote at all, so you're going to be out of power. Unfortunately, most people in government are not as rational as you and I are. And there's a better way, I believe, to change the power structure in Washington, D.C. There's a better way to make sure that what happened in 2020 never, ever happens again. There is a way that you and your friends, in fact, you and your friends and the people here in Florida and the people all over that go and vote are the only ones that still hold the power. And when bad things happen, it actually makes you more, when light is shone, when people lose faith in their elected officials and their systems, that's when they get scared of people like you and me, the people that actually have the power. That's when we become absolutely crucial. And I think there's maybe a better way moving forward. And I'll explain that to you here in just a minute, because we got to take a quick break. 855-765-1045. More, but a valid point, TJ. Great point. 855-765-1045. Quick break. I'll tell you maybe a different path we can all take in 2024 and in 2022. Coming up next. Stay tuned.
So how is it that she's moving full speed ahead with impeachment? She hasn't delivered the article of impeachment yet. She doesn't know when she's going to, and she's still in talks to see how this is going to proceed. Does that sound like full speed ahead?
Yeah, I'm talking about Nancy Pelosi saying she's full speed ahead on impeachment. And the Senate, there's an interesting power struggle going on now in Washington, D.C., because the Senate wants to impeach Donald Trump now that he's out of office. And Joe Biden wants all of his cabinet members and, you know, appointees to be confirmed by the Senate. But the Senate, you know, they don't want to do that if they're going to impeach Donald Trump. So they're like, you know, they've got to start negotiating. They've got to do this back and forth. And they don't have the support of a lot of the country. In fact, we just got a call from a guy, CJ, and he said, look, I don't know what to do. I appreciate you being so optimistic about the future, Mark K, but I'm not, and I just don't want to vote anymore. I feel like the system's broken. I feel like I don't have any power in this country. The one thing I did have that gave me a little bit of political power is no longer valid, it seems. So what do I do? My idea is that I'm not going to vote, and I'm going to call my representatives and say, I'm not voting anymore. So until you start doing what I say. And I understand the passion. I understand how people are upset. I understand how people are withdrawing from the system because they're broken. He likened it to when his sister would cheat at board games, he would just look at her and say, I'm not going to play with you anymore. And then she would go, no, I promise I won't cheat. And the government doesn't work like that. You know, you could say, I'm going to take my ball and go home, but the government's just going to go find somebody who has a ball and pony up to them. And in fact, by not voting, you give the other side more power. Instead of taking your ball and going home, what you should do is take your ball and just just hurl it at your politicians' faces as hard as you can so their nose breaks and there's just blood everywhere. And I'm speaking metaphorically, of course. I'm not saying go and attack your local politician. But that's the only thing they understand is voting. They need your vote to get into power. If you say, I don't vote, or if you say, I'm not registered to vote, or if you say, I will refuse to vote for you, they don't care about you because you can no longer help them. You have to tell them you're voting for somebody else. You have to tell them, oh, I'm a voter. If you're not a voter, they don't care. If you told me I don't have a radio or the internet or a downloadable mobile app, then I'll be honest with you. I wouldn't care about you as much as I do if you're listening to the show. Same thing with if somebody walks into your store, if you're a store owner or you own a restaurant, you say, hey, what can I get you? They say, I don't have any money. You're going to be like, all right, well, there's the door. I don't need you loitering around my place if you don't have anything, if you're not going to buy anything. That's your vote to politicians. So to tell a politician, I don't have a vote, you are telling them they don't need to care about you and they won't. You need to do the opposite. You need to go to your politicians and you need to say, I have a vote and I'm going to use it to vote against your ass. And if you're like, well, wait a minute, my politicians are all in my party or my politicians, they may be in your party, but they may not be on your side. Meaning what you need to do is, for example, here in Florida, we have two senators, a really strong senator and a kind of wishy-washy, not so strong senator. And one of those senators is up for grabs in 2 years. He's got to renew his contract with the people of the state of Florida. And I'll be honest with you, right now, I'm not really interested in signing it. In fact, just this morning, one of our senators in Florida is whining about Joe Biden and talking about how the Democrats are already Joe Biden's lost jobs. And he signed these terrible orders that allow boys to play girls sports. And the Democrats are getting so, and even Antifa hates Joe Biden. He's like, how do you like it now? But he's just as much to blame because when it came time to object to some of the electoral votes in the Senate, he didn't do it. One of our senators did. The other one didn't. So not only do you have to go to your politicians and say, look, I'm voting and I'm not voting for you. You need to tell them who you are voting for. You need to find the Matt Gaetzes out there. You need to find the Ron DeSantises out there. You need to find the Lindsey Boberts or the Marjorie Taylor Greene. Marjorie Taylor Greene, who just yesterday filed articles of impeachment against Joe Biden when no one else had the guts to do it. People who have been in Congress for decades didn't have the guts to do it, but she did. And she did it yesterday. And it'll go nowhere, but she still did it. And if you vote for as many of those people as you can, you're going to start to see changes. You're going to see changes in the system. You're going to see changes in the government, and you're going to get America back. Liz Cheney, great. She's a Republican. Her dad's Dick. Great. That's fantastic. She's not doing you or anyone in Wyoming any good right now. So you probably should call your friends in Wyoming and say, hey, you know what? Can you get rid of her, please? Because she ain't helping the cause. We might as well just have a Democrat in there. Your vote is your power, man. That's the only power that you have. Don't just give it away. And also keep in mind that, yes, it looks like the federal government, like they always say, the poop rolls downhill or whatever. It's not true. That's one of the biggest falsehoods that you can hear out of government. It's not that the poop dribbles downhill or whatever. I don't even know. What is this? What am I saying? What's the saying I'm looking for?
I'm afraid to talk to you right now. You're saying all kinds of crazy things.
Anyway, if whatever it is, the poop dribbles downhill. Someone knows it on the stream. You'll tell me. That's not true. It goes up. Government starts locally. You have local politicians that you vote for. If you don't like the way the election laws in your state work, guess who chooses those? Your local Senate, your statewide legislators. You have to be cognizant as to who you're voting in and the way they're voting. You need to go and reach out to them. So many people don't do that. The states still have the power. It all starts with the states. If you want to make sure that your president isn't impeached twice for ridiculous things, make sure you're sending the right people to Congress. And every state has Congress people. And find the districts where the Congress people are lousy and say, you're being lousy. You're out. We're going to put somebody else in. I have a woman who wrote me like 3 times. She wants to run against Adam Kinzinger in Illinois. I got to get in touch with her. But we're going to help her do that because we don't like Adam Kinzinger. Is he a Republican? Yeah. But does he vote like a Republican? No. Doesn't help anybody. It actually starts locally and it goes all the way up. So if you have local people in place that are doing the job you hired them to do, and if your state's laws are ready to go, if you can run an election properly like the state of Florida can, like Ron DeSantis has been able to do, great. If you can run an election like the state of Texas can do, awesome, blossom. If you can run an election, if you can make sure that your state House and Congress and Senate is all working in sync and there's no corruption, if you have strong leadership in your governor's mansion, unlike Georgia, if you have a strong Secretary of State who won't make ridiculous rules with people who are looking to just take advantage of their weakness, like Georgia, then you are in a good position moving forward, and you can be proud that your vote's going to count, and you can be excited that your vote is going to count, and that you're going to have the leaders that you deserve who will take care of you. And I would say, please don't withdraw. Here's the thing. Don't think that you need to not play the game anymore. Just, you know, you got to keep playing the game. You just got to make sure you know all the rules. And the rules are, you start with your local government, and that's how you change your national government, your federal government. 855-765-1045. All right, quick break. More of The Markay Show next. This is The Markay Show. My name is Markay. 855-765-1045. Again, I apologize that I went off on the voting thing for like a really long time. But I'll be honest, it's like, if you say I'm not going to vote anymore, it's like going to war naked. You know, and that's not gonna. First of all, everyone's gonna laugh at you, and second of all, you're gonna be a goner. I mean, unless you're like The Rock or something, but Walker, Texas Ranger, but what's his name, Chuck Norris. But I mean, most people, like, you can't go. This is a battle. It's a battle for America, and your weapon is your vote. And if you throw down your weapon, you're gonna lose the battle. And you have to have the bigger army too. This is the other thing. And someone just sent a super chat. Don't forget to talk about the Patriot Party. And I see on Facebook and I see on Twitter, I see all these places, people talking about a third party, the Patriot Party. Will Donald Trump create the Patriot Party and come back and run as a third party candidate? I hope not, because that would be a horrible idea. I mean, I don't like this whole, and again, this is just me. You could think totally differently. By all means, we can still be friends. That's the beauty of conservatives. They believe that people can think differently and talk differently and have different beliefs and still be friends. Democrats think that if you think differently and talk differently and act differently, we've got to smash your windows, throw urine bags on your face, and you've got to be silent. You're not allowed on any social media network either. There's no room for different voices. But here, we're welcome to different opinions. Anywho, the whole thing about the Patriot Party, the third party that they keep talking about, I'm wholeheartedly against it. Because, first of all, it's going to lose. The Democrats are, I mean, you look at the votes, you look at the split, you look at how this whole election, you know, factored out. You're really at half the country thinking one way and half the country thinking the other. If you take one of those halves and you split it in half, then you're going to have a half and two quarters. And a half always beats two individual quarters. What we need to do as conservatives is take a look at our party and think, what do we all agree on? What do we think is the best way forward? And not only inspire people to vote, not only inspire people to come to the party, but you have to find the bad apples and throw them out of the barrel. Let me give an example from my own life. About 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago, I was sitting on the toilet and I'm reading whatever I'm reading, or I'm looking at I don't know what I'm doing. Doesn't matter. I'm on the toilet. All of a sudden, I hear it from the ceiling of my bathroom in the wall, something just go, and it scared. I jumped up, and it was really awkward because, you know, I was on the toilet. Anyway, I jump up. I go, what the hell was that? And I hear like, boo, 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 and then all of a sudden, nothing. And I didn't think about it until about 2 days later, I started to smell something foul. And I thought it was the toilet. So I cleaned out the toilet. I thought it was this. Got fouler. I started pouring Drano down the drain. Realized something fell from my attic down the wall, hit the floor of my bathroom, was dead, and was now decaying back there. Called the exterminator. Guy came in, cut a hole in the wall, put the little, he had the little, you know, like the scope that you put, like the little scope that goes in the wall, shined a light, and he goes, oh, it's a rat. And I go, oh, great. And I go, is it dead? He goes, yeah. And he pulls out the rat and he sprays some lime so it stops stinging. I go, well, thank God for that. He goes, thank God what? If you got one rat, you got more rats. And I was like, oh, God. So they go in and he sets traps And all of a sudden, I start hearing he's plugging holes in the ceiling and in the roof line, and he's putting bait traps everywhere. He's like, look, this is going to take a couple weeks, but you might hear some activity. And sure enough, we heard activity. And there were rats in the attic, and there was a rat in the wall, and there were rats running around outside. But we baited them, and we trapped them, and I went into places in my home I didn't even know existed. I put blood, sweat, tears, a whole lot of cash into this project. But I didn't just sell my house and leave. I didn't just buy the house next door and say, well, I don't like this house anymore. I'm going to leave it to the rats and move in next door. Uh-uh. I said, this is my house. I'm fighting for it. I don't like these rats in here. I'm going to get them out. I'm going to make this a utopia. I'm going to make this my castle. I'm going to make this the best place to live. And I'm going to get rid of every gosh darn rat that I can get to. And we had pipes replaced. It was not an easy process. But it was well worth the fight. And my house is now my house. And it's my favorite place to be. And I'm in total control. And that's what you do with your political party. You don't like your political party, you don't leave it for the rats to run around and ruin your life. You get the rats out. And actually, thanks to this election, it's pretty easy to see who the rats are. It's pretty easy to see who's not really in line with your views as a voter, who's in line with your views as an American or as a patriot. It's pretty clear. We have a list of 10 of them who voted to impeach a president that 75 million people wanted to remain in office for 4 years. Those rats got to go. Don't move. Don't abandon it. You have more. It's your house. Don't let the vermin take over. Get rid of them and make your house your castle. That's my advice. And that's what I plan to do. And I hope that everyone else plans to do it as well. 855-765-1045 is the number. 855-765-1045. Eric Baxter on Facebook said, but what if your rats identify as squirrels? I don't know. I hope not, because it's more expensive to get rid of a squirrel than a rat, the exterminator, because you have to live trap the. Apparently, and bats are the worst because bats are protected. So you can't just trap a bat. You have to actually catch it live and find it a new place to live and set it up with, you know, like a WIC card. It's horrible. 855-765-1045. Quick break. Listen, quick break. We have more of the Markay Show coming up here in just a minute. Oh, is it time for Fake News Friday? Where's Josh? Josh must have clicked on something because he disappeared. I think it's time for Fake News Fridays. Let's get a couple contestants together. If you want to play Fake News Friday, we got a Markay Show prize pack going out for you. 855-765-1045. We'll do it next. Somebody wrote on Facebook, you can't fix a broken voting system with more voting. And I don't think that's true, because sometimes my garbage disposal gets clogged. And instead of doing anything, I just like keep running the garbage disposal, and eventually, you know, it fixes itself. So I don't know, maybe there is something to it. 855-765-1045 is our number. 855-765-1045. All right, it's that time of the week. We have another Markay Show prize pack to give away, and we like to do something on Fridays called Fake News Friday. Yeah, which is very exciting. And what we've done is, you know, and here's the thing. People think that there's no more fake news. They're like, well, Donald Trump's gone, there's no more fake news. No, that's not true. The fake news is still there. There's just nobody to call it out. So really, this game is not less important now. This game is more important, because the president of the United States isn't going to call out fake news. And in fact, real news is now being called propaganda and insurrectionist speak. And they're trying to shut down whatever real news sources are left, like Newsmax, for example, or Fox News, because they don't want any competition in the news industry. By the way, quick reminder, Markay Show tomorrow, 5:30, Newsmax TV. Make sure you set your DVRs if you can't be there live. So it's very important that you're able to decipher between real news and fake news. And that's why we play this game every single week. And today we have Patrick on the line from Jacksonville. Hi, Patrick. How are you?
Doing great. How about yourself?
Oh, doing really well. Doing really good. You ready for some Fake News Friday?
Yes, sir.
All right, perfect. This should be fun. You will be playing against Brandon, who is in Utah. Hello, Brandon.
How? Hey, how are you doing?
Hey, how are you? We're good, man.
How?
We're good.
Good.
Thanks for checking out the show all the way from Utah. We appreciate that. We got to get rid of that senator, otherwise we're rolling. Well, we'll talk about that later. All right, here's what happens, folks. Like I said, one at a time, I'm going to give you a headline. I'll read you the headline, and then I'll ask you to tell me if it's real news or fake news. If you can correctly identify it, you get a point. Whoever has the most points at the end of the game is the big winner. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yep.
All right, perfect. Here we go. Patrick, We will start with you. Listen carefully. Here is your first Fake News Friday headline. Here we go. Oh, wait, hold on. I don't hear it. Why don't I hear anything? Hold on, let me try this one. All right. All right, here we go.
Tomato, tomato.
All right. The Space Force, which President Trump created 2 years ago, carried out a coup and has declared President Trump president of space.
Uh-huh.
Is that real news or is that fake news?
That is fake news.
You think Donald Trump is not the president of space?
Correct.
That is fake news. Correct. Nicely done.
Oh, that fake news.
Although, I don't know any other president with a space force, so if he wanted to be president of space, probably he could do it pretty easily. Anyway, good job, Patrick. You're on the board with a point. Brandon, are you ready?
Yeah.
See how easy that was? Okay, good. He's like, no, not really. All right. Here we go. Listen carefully and tell us if this is... He's like, I wasn't really paying attention, Mark. I'm sorry. Here we go. Listen carefully. A Capitol rioter has been arrested after sending a selfie to his girlfriend's brother, who also happens to be a federal agent. Is that real news or is that fake news?
Oh, that's a difficult one. I'm going to guess real news.
You're going to guess that's real news?
Yes.
That is real news. Congratulations. New York man's been charged with participating in the January 6th riots in D.C. after allegedly texting a picture and video of himself in the Capitol to his girlfriend's brother, a special agent with the U.S. Diplomatic Security Service. He wrote, "Hey, man, check me out." Hey, man, watch it. Look where I am. I'm in the Capitol. Don't tell your federal buddies. That's why you want to keep these things to yourself. All right, there we go. We got it tied up 1-1. You guys are doing great at this game. Patrick, back to you. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, listen carefully and tell us if this is real news or fake news. Here we go. Joe Biden, on Inauguration Day, saw his own shadow and apparently thought that meant we just had 6 more weeks of his presidency.
I'm going to go with fake news on that one.
Joe Biden saw his own shadow on Inauguration Day, got confused, thought that meant he was just going to be president for 6 more weeks. You think that's fake news?
I believe that's fake news.
That is fake news. Congratulations.
You are fake news.
Yeah, nicely done. That was. Although, I mean, he could, you know, if anyone, I saw my shadow. Oh, my God. Jill, pack up. We only got 6 more weeks. There we go. Good job. It's a 2-1. Brandon, you need this one to tie it up. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, listen carefully. Here we go. CNN has released a free downloadable.
I'd pay more than free for that.
You know, the thing.
Yeah, take two. CNN releases a free downloadable report on its website for Republicans called 15 Ways to Cope When You Don't Like the President. Is that real news or fake news?
Oh, dang. I'm going to guess real news.
You think that's real news?
I'm going to guess real news. CNN shifty.
You said shifty, right?
Yeah, he said shifty.
Oh, yes, thank shifty. God.
Yeah, shifty. Shifty. 15 Ways to Cope When You Don't Like the President is not on the CNN website yet. They couldn't even come up with 15 ways. Come on. All right, that's okay. That was a tough one. That was a tricky one. Let's go back to Patrick. Here we go, Patrick. Are you ready?
Yep.
Listen carefully. Joe Exotic had a fully stocked limousine on standby near the prison as he waited for his last-minute presidential pardon, which never came to be. Is that real news or is that fake news?
I'm going to say that's real news.
You're going to say that's real news. Joe Exotic from The Tiger King was so sure, so certain that he was going to be pardoned by the president that he had a fully stocked limo waiting for him at the prison.
Real news.
That is real news. Real news. Could you imagine peeking through the bars going, there's my limo. I'm going to be in there in just a minute. And then all of a sudden it's like tick, tick, noon. He's like, oh, damn it. And you watch it drive away. Not again. Someone write to Biden. No, it's good. Yeah, three and one. All right, Brandon, here we go. You need this one to stay in it. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Listen carefully. Tell us if this is real news or fake news. Here we go. Donald Trump has been criticized by his... Donald Trump has been criticized by his staunchest allies for loudly denouncing the incoming Biden administration and not just spying on them like every other president would do. Is that real news or is that fake news? Donald Trump has been criticized by his allies for loudly denouncing the incoming Biden administration and not just spying on them like all the other presidents do.
Let's go real news on that one.
That is fake news.
Oh, dang.
That is.
Oh, that fake
news. I'm not very good today.
No, that's okay. You know what? That's it's tough. A lot of these are tough. But I'll tell you what, with only two questions left and a score of 3-1, Patrick, congratulations. You've wrapped this thing up. You are our Fake News Friday winner today.
Awesome. Thank you.
Oh, good. Oh, yeah. You're welcome. Hang on one second. Hang on one second, Patrick. Your limo's waiting outside. Just don't mind all the tiger print interior. It was meant for somebody else. We're gonna hook you up with a Marque Show prize pack, and we've got time for a couple more phone calls. So everybody, stay tuned. 855-765-1045. If you want us to squeeze you in, it's the Marque Show. We'll be right back. This is the Marque Show. 855-765-1045 is the number. And I forgot about the motorcycle. Maybe I'll skip my kids' motorcycles.
Yeah, it's the safest option.
We're talking about stick shifts because, I was trying to explain to my children about having a stick shift and driving a manual transmission, and they didn't know. I was like, you have to learn. But then I'm like, well, where do I even find one? I'm going to have to go on eBay in a couple of years, just buy some old truck or something to teach kids about manual transmissions because they're nowhere to be found. Then Josh reminded me motorcycles are manual. Most of them. I think the electric ones are called scooters, but they're manual. I was like, I'll just buy him a bike.
What about the Cybertruck? That's electric. Do you think that'll be a stick shift?
Aren't you going to
get the Cybertruck?
I don't think about that at all. It goes 0-60 in 2.8 seconds. I'm pretty sure I can't shift that. I'm pretty sure everything. I mean, it drives itself. I guarantee you there's no shifter.
Just like a first, a third, and a sixth. And
also, I'll be honest with you. Ever since I put down my deposit on the Cybertruck, crickets from Elon Musk.
No way, really?
He's been flying into space.
Oh, man. He had a great 2020.
He became the richest man in the world. Yeah. But I'm like, that's nice and all. Part of your riches is the $100 I put down for my Cybertruck, and I've heard crickets from you. So let's get back to that. 855-765-1045 is our number. 855-765-1045. All right, let's see. Let's squeeze a couple more people in here in just a minute. This is Ricky in Maryland. Hi, Ricky. How are you?
Hey, how are you doing?
Oh, doing great, man. Thanks so much for calling, Ricky. What's up? What did you want to say today, sir?
Hey, I was calling about the Keystone Pipeline.
Yeah.
I understand that Canada is bringing up a lawsuit against the United States for $800 billion if they cut that pipeline off.
Yeah. I mean, look, they're not the only ones. There's going to be, TC, Canada, they're going to sue. I guarantee there's some unions that are going to sue. Listen, this is the problem. And people, and again, it goes back to the voting. People just, they're either, they don't get it, or they're way too optimistic, or they've just been snowed over. I don't know what. But the only people that are being hurt by Joe Biden's executive order canceling the XL pipeline contract are his voters. You know, the people that are going to be building that pipeline and operating that pipeline here in the United States are union workers who were told by their union bosses to support Joe Biden because he's from Scranton. He's from Delaware. He's one of us. He's blue collar. He's good old Joe. Good old no malarkey Joe. Vote for him. Support him. He's one of us. He's not. He's not at all. He's a socialist environmentalist wacko. He'd rather shut down a pipeline which is clean, effective, efficient, gets us oil from, a nice place like Canada, not a politically and unstable place like the Middle East. It's a safe way to transport the oil to the United States instead of an unsafe way, like putting it into old tankers that have been around for like 55 years and are going to leak all over the ocean, killing God knows how many waterfowl and fishes and sharks and whatever else is. I don't know, whatever. There's like jellyfish. I don't know, whatever. There's a bunch of stuff living in the ocean is my point. I mean, it makes no sense to anybody except that Donald Trump liked it. All of this legislation is just Donald Trump liked it. so we're not. If you think about it, really, they're still running on we're not Trump. They ran on we're not Trump. They said anything Trump touched was bad. We're going to do the opposite. And that's all he's doing. It doesn't matter if Donald Trump did something good for the world or if he did something bad for the world. It doesn't matter if Donald Trump had positive legislation or negative legislation. They're going to undo everything. The XL pipeline is great for Canada. It's great for the United States. It's great for you, for me. There's not one person. There's not one person, except, of course, for the Middle East and the environmentalists, who could find a problem with it. But Joe Biden, because Donald Trump was behind it, is against it. Same thing with the border wall. Not only now has he stopped construction, he wants to tear it down. That seems like a great use of our resources. Why? Donald Trump was against it. Half of these orders he's signing, he probably disagrees with. But A, he's probably not reading them. And B, it doesn't matter because he's got to be the anti-Trump. That's why he's saying everyone's got to wear a mask on federal property, even though he doesn't seem to agree with it himself. And his press secretary says, listen, we have bigger problems. We have bigger things to worry about than people wearing masks, which is odd because he told us that was the first thing he was going to do is mandate everyone wear a mask so that we could stop this COVID-19 issue. Donald Trump, I'm a little shocked, by the way, that Joe Biden is trying to be the anti-Trump so much. I'm a little shocked because Donald Trump, you may remember, didn't take a salary. He donated his salary. He made $0 for 4 years from the American people, donated his salary. I'm a little shocked that Joe Biden isn't taking two salaries. I'm a little shocked he's not like, oh yeah, Donald Trump donated his salary. Well, I'm gonna do the opposite. I'm gonna take twice as much money for doing half the work. I'm a little shocked that's not happening. These people still they're still angry with Donald Trump. They're still deranged about it. So they're not legislating because it's good for the country. They're legislating because it's the opposite of what Donald Trump did, whether it's good for America or not. I'll be honest with you. I hope Canada does sue. I hope Canada sues, and I hope they win. And if they lose, I hope Canada mounts up their horses and they invade the northern border. You know, they're all like, we're invading, eh? We want our pipelines. I'm on the horse because they're Royal Canadian Mounted Police. You know, not a lot of people. No, anyway, we got to go. We'll be back Monday morning, bright and early, 10 a.m. for more. Have a great weekend, everybody. Enjoy this Monday for the Mark Kaye Show. Stay tuned. Traffic, weather, news. Rush Limbaugh coming up. And tomorrow at 5:30 on Newsmax TV, the Mark Kaye Show. See ya.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.